Today comes from Psalm 90, verses 12 through 17. Listen to these words. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to your children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands, or establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, worship or establish the work of our hands. I keep touching the mic. I want to let you know that Daniel's not doing that up there. I am. One day at a time. Do you realize many people in our world don't know how to do that? And I'm going to take that even one step further. Many Christians don't know how to do that. Amen. It's not about one day at a time. I've been thinking about time quite a bit this week. By the way, if I fall asleep during my sermon, it's because I played with my grandchildren all day yesterday and cooked. So just be quiet as you walk out and turn the lights out, and when I wake up, I'll go home, okay? Time's an interesting thing. One, because all of us have the exact same amount of time. Nobody has more time than anybody else. We all get the same amount. Right now, at this moment, there's somebody in this room that time is going by very quickly. Amen. And for somebody else in this room, time is going by very slowly. It's the same time. It is the exact same time, but yet for some of you, it's going quicker than it is for others. There's maybe somebody in the midst of this room that is wishing this moment away. Whether it's because you're excited about some moment that's coming up, or whether it's because something's crashing in on you so much that you can't wait to get to it so you can get it done. But what I want you to understand first, it's the same time for each and every one of us. It is the same time at this moment. For some people right now, time is a measurement. X number of seconds are going by. X number of minutes are going by. For others here in this room, time is something to do with the moment. It's the right time to do something. You ever heard anybody say that? And it doesn't normally mean it's the right time on a watch or a clock. It means it's the right moment. It's the right time to do such and such, to take care of such and such. Time's is a pretty silly concept in one way. I've been having my kids and my grandkids here for our Thanksgiving so they can go to their other side of the families on the other Thanksgiving. That's why we celebrate ours about a month and a half ahead here. By the way, it is Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend, in case you didn't know. So that's how we set our date. It's always Canadian whatever weekend Canadian Thanksgiving is. And somebody told me this week, but you're not Canadian. Doesn't matter. I can still celebrate Thanksgiving, can I? Amen. That's part of a understanding time. But what's in 3 weeks going to be my daughter-in-law? My another daughter is what it's going to be, because I'm not going to say daughter-in-law. She's going to be my daughter. She was like, I don't even know what time it is right now. And Joshua, my oldest son, looked at her and said, you don't need to. We're on vacation. It doesn't matter what time it is. And you see, for some of us, that's the way we need to look at it. I've been especially, there was a couple of weeks ago, I had to go somewhere to do something and meet with some folks. And my tendency is to never back two meetings together so that I move from one meeting to the next, because I never know what might happen for this meeting, or I may never know what important thing might happen right after that meeting that I need to be available for somebody from the meeting maybe. So oftentimes I do not put two meetings together on my calendar. And as I met with some other folks to get something accomplished, it soon became aware to me that everybody couldn't wait for that moment to be over because they all had something else scheduled to do right now. And I kind of stood around going, and I'm the only one that doesn't. And in the midst of our society, sometimes we feel like we're not important when we don't have something scheduled for the next moment. Gosh, look at how important they are. They've all got to run off to somewhere else. And I stood there going, but I didn't get to interact with them. I didn't really get to talk with them. And this moment that we were in was really lost. You see, this psalm, very simply, most of my message comes just from one verse in this psalm. Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. You see, our cry should be to live within the moment we have been given. That's what that cry is. Lord, teach me to live in the moment that I'm given. Not the next moment, not the moment before, but this moment. And being present in this moment. I venture to say there's probably somebody right now, either on the internet watching this, or somebody sitting here in the sanctuary that's planning their grocery list. Or they're thinking about what it is they've got to do later today. They're not actually here in this moment. They're in another moment. And you see, this psalm is crying out for that. This psalm cries out and says, God, teach me how to live in the moment that I'm in. Give me the wisdom and the understanding to live in this moment, not any other moment. That's what this psalm's crying out. Is that the same cry of your heart? Or are you wishing for another moment? Went to the mailbox yesterday, and the only thing we got in our mailbox is probably the same thing that some of y'all got in your mailbox. It was an Amazon wish catalog full of toys. I remember as a kid that my grandmother would give us the Sears and Roebuck catalog, that toy catalog, and she told us to go through and mark the things that we wanted for Christmas and fold down the corner of the page, and we gave it back to her. And my grandma, the one grandma, was really, really good about that. She bought specifically what we wanted. even if our parents thought maybe we shouldn't have that at this point in our lives, we still got it. Grandmas are great, aren't they? Well, I will tell you, I took that catalog yesterday and smuggled it into the house from the mailbox and put it up on top of the refrigerator before any of the grandkids found it. Because I didn't want to live in the Christmas moment yet. I wanted to live in the moment that we were in. The joy and the happiness we were finding in the moment that we were in, not a future moment. And you see, that's the thing that happens to us when we don't figure out how to live in the moment. Past moments and future concerns can crash in on our present moment. Past moments where you go, oh, I wish I had done this, or I wish I had done that, or I wish that hadn't happened, or I wish I hadn't failed in that circumstance. That past moment crashes in on the present moment, and you lose what's going on right in front of you. Worries, anxieties, and concerns for the future can crash in on your present moment. Friday, I was sitting waiting for everybody to show up. And I could have sat there and just stared out the window, waiting and waiting and waiting for the cars to drive up, and not lived in the present moment. Instead, I decided to get a book that I was reading, and I said, I'm just going to sit here and read it. When they get here, they get here. That's the moment I live in then, not now. That was a little difficult, by the way, because the first word we had from my oldest son that morning was the car didn't start, but we'll still be there. We'll get it fixed. And then I found out my youngest son traveled from South Hill to go to Farmville, because he's an auto mechanic, to make sure the car could start so that all of them could get here that were planning to come on Friday. Proud of my youngest son for that. He drove an hour and a half out of his way to make sure his brother's vehicle started. I am incredibly proud of my kids. But you see, I could have lived in the worries of, are they going to get here? Are they going to have more car problems? Is something else going to go on? And that would have crashed in on that present moment, and I've lost it. So you see, past things can crowd in on us. Future concerns can crowd in on the present moment, and we don't live right where we are. What does the psalm say again? Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That we may gain a heart of wisdom. Another thing that crashes in upon our present moment is trying to live other people's moments that will ruin our moment. Trying to live other people's moments will ruin our moment. I'm going to share with you one way I do that. Even though I don't watch TV, except one night a week, Deanne and I watch a movie together. Well, and the cat does too. She likes to watch the movies that we watch. She was confused on Friday night when we watched a movie with all the grandkids, and they're all over the place, and the cat really didn't know where to be. Wait, the TV's on, it's movie night, and I don't know what to do. I'm a news junkie. I love to keep up with the news and what's going on. And sometimes that keeps me from living in the moment because I'm trying to live in somebody else's moment. I'm trying to live in somebody else's moment that passes minute by minute, and I don't want to lose a detail of what might be happening in their moment. And it steals my moment. Watching the weather all the time can steal your moment. Truth be told, around here, you only need to look at the weather maybe twice a day. I look at it late in the afternoon to find out, am I going to be able to run outside or am I going to be running on the treadmill inside today? I look at it in the morning to know how to plan my day. Do I need to bring a raincoat and look silly when it doesn't rain all day and they said it was going to? Are we living in our moment, or are we trying to live in somebody else's moment? Friday, as I was waiting for them to come, I could have pestered them with text messages. Everything still okay? Everything all right? Did you check this on the car? Did you check that on the car? Is it working now? Is this going on? Is that happening? How far have you guys gotten? Are you to Roanoke yet? That's trying to control somebody else's moment. And it takes away your own moment to live in. You see, when we try to live in other people's moments, it's going to ruin our moment for what's going on right now, at this moment. It says, teach us to number our days. Numbering our days has a better chance if we begin our days allowing God to fill us. Numbering our days has a better chance if we begin our days allowing God to fill us. I've talked about this before. I know somebody will say something to me, Pastor, I'm not a morning person. I can sit down better with my Bible at night. I understand. Okay? I understand. But the point is, if somehow, some way, I start in the morning by getting my focus on God, instead of just charging into my day and my to-do list and my to-don't list, instead of charging into my day, I pause for a moment and I spend some time with God, I have a much better chance of actually numbering my day and making the moments of my day count. Because I become better attuned to what God wants for that day. And how God wants to bless me, and where God wants me to walk, and how God wants me to reach out to other people. I become better attuned to that if I'll start in the morning. I've shared with you, I get up, I eat breakfast first. I have my cup of coffee first. There's some word games that I play in the morning to try to get my mind going. Every morning I do that. And then I sit down with my scriptures and my second cup of coffee. And God and I have a cup of coffee together. God, what is it about this day? What are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to show me? Where should I be aware of what's going on? What are the scriptures saying to me today? What is God wanting to talk to me about right now? Not later. Stop bringing the future moments in. Stop bringing the past moments in. Live in the moment where God wants you to be right now. Be present. If I allow God to fill me in the morning, I have a much better chance of actually being able to number that day and say that was a good day. That was a day that was lived importantly for God. That was a day that I grew spiritually. So if you don't have what's called a quiet time in the morning, I want to make a couple of suggestions. Make a place in your house your quiet place. Set next to that place a Bible, a notebook, and some kind of writing implement. Use that place to meet with God. My kids have known for years now, if Dad's sitting in his lazy boy, he's meeting with God. I've got a lazy boy that I've used since seminary for that purpose. Same chair. It's the only one that works right. Tried to replace it with a new chair. That don't work, does it, Jerry?
No.
No, don't work. Once you get that chair settled in, that's the chair you need. I would encourage you, set up a place like that at home. If you live with other people, let them know when you're in that place, you're meeting with God. And go to that place each morning before you start your day. If there's something significant that God says to you, write a sentence or two in the notebook so that you can remember what God said to you that day. That will be invaluable. I know some of you don't like to write. I know some of you don't want to keep a diary or a journal or anything, but just take a note down. It doesn't have to be a complete sentence. It's whatever words you want to put down. Something you can refer back to. What did God say to me that day? And go to that place and just take your time. I find 15, 30 minutes is more than enough time to settle down and let God fill me for the day. Provided I'm living in that moment, not borrowing from the past or letting the concerns of the future crash in. Just take that moment and just meet with God. Once you start doing it, I will tell you this. You will find a way to do it every day once you start doing it. Because something happens. Something happens. And here's what I would encourage you to look for. We should be looking for God to show us love at daybreak, joy all day, and to affirm our path to make the day count. That time when you meet with God in the morning, let God show you love right there, right in the midst of that daybreak moment, right in the midst of that moment that you have set aside to meet with God. Let God love on you. You've heard me say this before. You've heard a lot of your elders say in years previous. A lot of your elders in years previous have said this. Don't just stand there, do something, right? I'm going to tell you what God's probably saying to you. Don't do something, just stand there so I can love on you. Don't do something. Just stand there for a moment and let God love on you. That's all. Let that happen at daybreak when you get up so you can get a focus set straight. And then throughout the whole day and all the moments that you have throughout the whole day, look for the joy that God's trying to bring to you. Even in the midst of horrible situations, joy comes. And if you're focusing on all the stuff that's going on around you, you'll miss the moment that God brings you joy. Look for that all day. And when you start looking for that, you'll find it time and time and time and time again. But I will tell you, if you focus on all the negative things that are happening in this world and all the negative things that are crashing in around you, that's all you'll see. You'll never see anything else but negative things. And the whole time, God's trying to show you joy. But you're not living in the moment. And you'll miss it. The other thing that happens when you learn how to live in the moment and be present to that moment, God affirms to you time and time again that you're taking the right steps. Showing you that you're doing the right things. Giving you the wisdom. What does it say that I told you I was going to bring the main part of this message from? Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. God will bring that wisdom to you if you will focus on living the moment. Not the future moment, not the past moment, not somebody else's moment. The sad thing I keep teaching myself is that I don't need to follow the news minute by minute. 12 hours from now, the news is probably going to be exactly the same as it is at this moment. There may be a few more details known. There may have been something additional that happened. But most of all, whatever happens in the news is probably not going to change my moment that God wanted me to live. It might be a tragic moment somewhere around the world for folks, and I can pray for them when I learn about that. But I may have missed my moment while I was checking the news again, trying to find out, is there something around the world that's happened to somebody else? Or is there some new detail that has come out about a story that I think is incredibly important? And oftentimes it doesn't really affect my life at all. I've missed my moment. I've missed the moment that God wanted to bring me love and joy and bring affirmation to me and say, yes, Tim, you are walking the right way. You are gaining wisdom and spiritual insight and growing on your spiritual path. You are. I'd encourage you not to miss those three things. When you get so busy that you're running from one moment to the next moment, but never really living any moment, it's time to slow down. It's time to slow down. Because you're going to miss what God's trying to show you if you don't. Just as I told you, a couple of weeks ago, I met with some folks to accomplish something. And every other person that I met with had something else to do in another moment. That they couldn't wait for this moment to be over with so they could get to the next moment. And as I watched them all run off to their next moment, I also said, well, I didn't get my moment because I was trying to live right here in the midst of it. And they all came in and out. And I didn't get to experience the moment because other people were more concerned about other moments than that moment. Learn how to be a person who's present. Learn how to be a person that's right there. I sat this morning trying to get my mind straight on this message. Hearing the grandkids running around the house, and I said, I've got to take a few moments to get my mind straight. And I'm studying all about moments and looking at the don't let this and don't let that. I'm going to miss the moment of sitting with my granddaughter if I stay sitting in this chair, preparing for a moment that's later. And I put everything aside, and I went and just had fun with my granddaughter for 30, 45 minutes. And said, God, the sermon's later. The moment right now is with her. And that's where I need to be. Because as I'm here, supposedly they're leaving. I say supposedly because at 9:30, my son and his future wife were looking at each other and said, well, let's see. We're going to leave at 10 o'clock, right? Every kid was still in their pajamas. No bag was packed. No things were gathered together to put in the car yet. I'm like, they're not leaving at 10. But by the time I get home, they're probably gone because the eldest, Jack, had a soccer game this afternoon in Farmville. And they had to be back for that, which I fully understand. But if I hadn't set aside this moment earlier this morning, I'd have missed the moment with my granddaughter that I had this morning. And I might even have missed the moment and making a connection with her as I walked and closed the garage door, or closed the door to the garage. And she was there playing on the floor. And I said, bye-bye. And she looked at me and said, bye-bye. I might have missed that if I was living a future moment. So I want to ask you this. How will you seek God's assistance for living in each moment? How will you seek God's assistance for living in each moment? Whatever that moment might be. Not a past one, not a future one, not somebody else's. Your moment that God has planned for you. How will you live this scripture is the question I'm asking. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. How will you become more present in each moment is what I'm asking you. Let's pray. Lord, you bring us so many precious moments. You bring us so many things. And sometimes those moments escape us, and sometimes we can look back and say, I wish I had. What if I had done? And we realize that we've missed a moment. A moment very specifically planned by you, designed for us as a person and who we are. And we've missed the moment that you, God, set aside for us to gain wisdom, understanding, to experience your love, to see your joy for us, to know the affirmation that you have for us in walking spiritually. Please, teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.